Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch our live shows every Tuesday and Thursday right around 3 o'clock Central Time. You can watch on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RJ Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blogging the Boys Facebook live feed. You can listen to our podcast. Every single day, we have special podcast-only episodes on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We also have all sorts of other shows available for you. Simply subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed, where you will get access to all of them. It is available on all major podcast platforms. Happy Thursday. It is March 28th, 2018, 3:28. That is happy New England Patriots, Atlanta Falcons Day, Super Bowl 51. Certainly some good times. There's a lot of sports going on, obviously, across the world. It is opening day. Happy opening day to you. I know we have a lot of people who root for a lot of different baseball teams, so hopefully yours got the dub, unless they are the Tampa Bay Rays. Of course, we've got the Sweet 16 going on this weekend and the Elite Eight, so it'll be some good times in the world of college basketball. Tonight, this Thursday night, the San Antonio Spurs will retire Manu Ginobili's iconic 20 jersey number, so a lot going on. It is very busy, but of course, there's a lot going on in the world of the Dallas Cowboys, as there always is. We got some big almost news, I guess is the best way to put it. Some almost news happening on this particular Thursday around lunchtime. We got a report from Ian Rappaport, obviously of NFL Network, tweeting. He is on Twitter at Rapsheet. His sources say the Cowboys and Dolphins have parameters in place on a trade to send pass rusher Robert Quinn to Dallas. There are still minor issues to work with, Quinn's agent, Ian, wrote, but the Cowboys are expected to land a big piece on the edge of their defense. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero also reported that Robert Quinn will do a new one-year deal with the Cowboys to complete the trade with the Dolphins, per his source. And this is a very, very big deal for the Cowboys, obviously. Now, it is worth pointing out that the Fort Worth Star-Telegram's Clarence Hill reported on Thursday afternoon that, per his source, lots of sources involved, it's source season, no Cowboys trade for Quinn will happen before 3 p.m. Central Time on Thursday. But he did report that it does look like things are trending in the direction of getting done. So, all that being said, let's go 1 to 10, with 1 being the least and 10 being the most, because it does look like this is going to happen. It seems like the Cowboys and Robert Quinn are a marriage that is going to come to be. It's just a matter of dotting some I's and crossing some T's, and sometimes that takes time. So, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how excited are you about landing Robert Quinn? The Real Rex M on Periscope says 6.5. You know, I think that's fair. Mike on Periscope says 7. MP3 Powell says 7. 7 minus. I don't know if that's a 7 minus or like an A minus or something. Kobe says 8. MP3 Powell, to go away. There we go. 7 to 8, not 7 minus. I think this is good. You know, on Periscope, Mike Rod says 9. So our lowest answer so far is 6.5 on the BTB Facebook Live feed. Lynn Clifford Snell says 7.5. Jose Quinones says 7. So we're all right about there. Right about a 7 to 8 grade for this move. This is a fantastic move, obviously, given the circumstances surrounding the state of the Cowboys' defensive line. As we know, Randy Gregory suspended indefinitely. There is a weird discussion about Randy Gregory. Anytime you bring that up, anytime you circle that subject, people say, well, you don't know what's going to happen. What we know for now, all we know, all we can bank on, is that as of Thursday, March 28th, 2019, I might have said 18 at the beginning of the episode, I'm not sure. But either way, all we know is that right now, Randy Gregory is suspended indefinitely. So Robert Quinn gives you legitimate depth and a legitimate option opposite of DeMarcus Lawrence. This is a much-needed move, as Mike Davis says on Periscope. Javier Stubbs on Facebook says it's a 10. Look, this is awesome. I mean, this really is awesome. This is the exact type of thing that people have begged to see the Cowboys do. Go trade for that veteran that you can go get. Don't alter your comp pick formula. Go out and get a guy who you trust, who you believe in, who you've had a high grade on, whatever you want to call it. This is a really smart thing to do. And there's a lot of, obviously, hesitance given the state of the DeMarcus Lawrence situation. We've talked so much about that this week. There was a report from NFL Network's Jane Slater on Thursday morning that he's looking for Von Miller money with 22%, for lack of a better word, inflation, given what has happened to the salary cap since Von signed his deal 3 years ago. Now, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of cheese. That is an enormous amount of money to pay to any particular player, to pay to any pass rusher. Obviously, there are some concerns with DeMarcus Lawrence, but Robert Quinn landing in Dallas, while that is not technically official at the time of this particular conversation, that does give the Cowboys a bit of leverage. Now, D.D. Christie 215 on Periscope says, I don't understand how this gives you leverage with D-Law. Let's be clear on that, because that's a good point. Does this give you leverage in the sense of, hey, DeMarcus, guess what? We got Robert Quinn. Now you got to take less money. No, it doesn't give you leverage in that sense. I don't think anybody's saying that. However, this does mitigate the leverage that DeMarcus Lawrence had, which is effectively giving you leverage if you're the Cowboys. Because if you're DeMarcus Lawrence, first of all, you have every right to ask for all of this money because you are a beast. You're a baller. You're great. You've put out two great seasons in a row, so you have legitimate data to support the idea that you want to get paid to a high degree. So that is already why DeMarcus Lawrence has the right to ask for a lot of money. Beyond that, DeMarcus Lawrence has the leverage that Randy Gregory has been suspended indefinitely for this season, that Tyrone Crawford is facing some sort of investigation from the NFL given his involvement at a bar, an altercation of sorts in Florida. We all know about that. We covered that last week. So this mitigates the leverage that DeMarcus Lawrence has, which is in turn giving you leverage. Granted, it's sort of going from, you know, the Cowboys had negative 50 leverage and now they might have negative 35, but you still gained 15, so to speak, for lack of a better way to put it. This is good news all around for every single reason that you can kind of figure out. It is good for the Cowboys. Now on Periscope, Curly Lovett says, do we think Dallas gives in when it comes to Tank? Look, there's a lot of ways to think about this because DeMarcus Lawrence is a very talented pass rusher, but he does have an injury history. He has a suspension history, if we're being honest with ourselves. I think that when you look at pass rushers in the NFL, and this will turn into a huge argument, but there are a certain select group of defensive linemen, of pass rushers in general, that are very, very special. You have your Khalil Mack, you have your Aaron Donalds, you have your Von Millers, and I would throw J.J. Watt, although obviously we're talking like peak J.J. Watt. We're not talking about current day J.J. Watt, but you get the point. I don't know that DeMarcus Lawrence is in that class of pass rusher. He's like right outside that group. I mean, we're talking that group is like the creme de la creme, and DeMarcus Lawrence is just outside of it. So it's kind of hard to, in your own mind, say that you're going to pay him the way all of those guys are paid. I mean, it boils down to, you know, like when people talk about quarterbacks. Well, yeah, he's a good quarterback, but he's not an elite quarterback. DeMarcus Lawrence is a really good pass rusher, but is he an elite pass rusher? I don't think any of us believe he's in that territory, but he is as close as you could be without being in that specific territory. Now, the number $22 million has been floated out in terms of an annual salary for DeMarcus Lawrence. That's a lot of money. That's a ridiculous amount of money. In fact, let's take a poll right now on Twitter, Periscope, and the BTB Facebook live feed. If it were $22.5 million, let's call it a six-year deal, $22 million per year for DeMarcus Lawrence, yes or no, would you do that? For our live audience on Twitter, Periscope, and the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed, would you give DeMarcus Lawrence $22 million per season? The Real Rex M says yes on Periscope, so does Curly. Coach says no, so does Chris on Periscope. That's a lot. I mean, where I do disagree with saying that you wouldn't do it is if you would give him $21 million, if you would give him $20 million, I mean, that is a small difference, and there is a lot of things associated with that. It's not just a matter of $2 million, whatever. But if you're willing to come up really high and you just won't go to that last notch, then I think you have to evaluate the situation. Now, there is something to be said about saying we have a ceiling. The ceiling is $20 million. Anything over that, we're not going to go over no matter what happens. And so maybe that's the situation with the Cowboys. Now, we actually do have a mixed amount of answers. I would say 50-50% all over Twitter, Periscope, and Facebook Live in terms of whether you would broach $22 million for DeMarcus Lawrence. Coach CP2 on Periscope says he's in the range of 18 to 20 with bonuses. I think that's fair. I think that's fair, but similarly, and if you think this discussion is rough, all right, and let's remember this. Let's all take one moment right now to cherish how special these conversations are. Because if you think that this conversation is rough, and if you think that this is difficult, just wait until the Cowboys are negotiating a long-term contract with Dak Prescott, okay? Because that is going to send things into hyperdrive as far as disagreement is concerned. Here's the situation, and this is the same thing that's applicable to Dak Prescott. There's a question on Periscope, what would I do? What I would do is, I think you have to understand the market, and the market is that, you know, you get paid $22 million a year. I mean, in an objective way, from a data-driven perspective, DeMarcus Lawrence has every right to ask for $22 million. That feels fair. I mean, there are fair and logical reasons why he should ask for that much money. There are fair and logical reasons why the Dallas Cowboys should pay him that much money. It's just, it's scary. I mean, that's, you know, to be honest, it's scary to pay somebody that much money because it is a lot of money. And so, you know, I think it does make sense. By the way, some interesting news coming out. Double-checking on Twitter as we're live here. This doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes because we go live here on Ocho Live, that's why we're called Ocho Live, things do happen. New England Patriots defensive coordinator Greg Schiano has resigned. Very interesting turn of events there in New England. Obviously, Greg Schiano took over for Brian Flores, who took the Miami Dolphins head coaching job. A lot of people thought that Chris Richard was going to get that job, but Brian Flores ultimately got it. And Greg Schiano got the Patriots defensive coordinator gig, and he has resigned. It's very interesting for him to resign inside of a month to the NFL draft after free agency. Obviously, the Patriots are the Patriots. They've seen things happen to them. Rob Gronkowski retired. They did lose Trey Flowers in free agency to the Detroit Lions. So that's kind of interesting. Who knows what's going to happen there? I'm sure more news will follow, but not every day that a defensive coordinator resigns in late March. Certainly. Interesting that it would happen on March 28th, as again, 3/28 is kind of a Patriots holiday. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? That was some weird breaking news. But back to the DeMarcus Lawrence point, what I would do. The market is the market. I think you have to decide a very simple question. Do you want DeMarcus Lawrence on your football team? That's the only question. There's not a question of, do you want to pay him $20 million? Or do you want to pay him $22.5 million? Whatever. The simple question, the only question is, do you want him on your football team? Curly on Periscope says yes. If your answer is yes, then you gotta pay him $22 million a year. That's it. That's the reality of it, because the market dictates that that's what he should get, and he has a resume that supports getting that much money. It's the exact same thing that we're going to see with Dak Prescott. People are going to be pissed. People are going to be upset that Dak Prescott's going to make somewhere near $28 million a year, but he has the resume to support that. He has the credentials that demand that he would get that much money. I think that that's just the matter of fact of it all, that you have to decide if you want him on your football team, it's going to take that. And for me, I certainly want DeMarcus Lawrence on my football team, but it's tough. I mean, it's a scary thing. It's a scary roll of the dice, and that's kind of how contracts work sometimes in the NFL. There was a comment on the B2B Facebook Live feed interlinking the Patriots news of the day and the Cowboys news, certainly of every single day. Do we think that the Dallas Cowboys will open up on the road against the New England Patriots? You might have seen we got news this week that the Chicago Bears will host the Green Bay Packers in the first game of the NFL season on Thursday night. By the way, I do think that the Eagles are really pissed off that the Bears get to play a game at home on Thursday. That's just how the Eagles roll. They're petulant like that. But the first Sunday night football game of the season will be in New England. It will not be Cowboys-Giants as we've gotten used to for so long. So many people have wondered, who will the New England Patriots host when they raise their Super Bowl 53 championship banner? I don't think it will be the Dallas Cowboys, for what it's worth, because opening weekend in the NFL is a day that is dominated, no matter what, from a ratings perspective, by the NFL. So why waste it? If I ran the NFL, I would not waste Cowboys-Patriots in week one. just because it's such a valuable game. I would want that game to be in late October, to be in early November. That is a crown jewel as far as the 2019 season is concerned. I'm not going to burn it in week one. Personally, that's just how I operate. I honestly think if I had to pick who I think that the Patriots will open up against, a lot of people think it'll be the Cleveland Browns with Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., etc. I don't think that either, because I think that is not the same logic as the Cowboys, but it's a similar logic. I think the Patriots open up against the Jets. I think that makes a lot of sense. I think it's Le'Veon Bell returning back to the NFL after a year away. The Jets kind of the hopeful up-and-comer in the AFC East. I think that makes sense. And it's not too high-priced of a jewel to burn in week one, that's why I think we see that. But who knows? Either way, Robert Quinn, it feels like that should be official soon. I bet we get that on Friday. But so far, it's as official as it could be without being official, which is a good thing. We'll see what happens with DeMarcus Lawrence. Get ready to keep on waiting. Enjoy this sports weekend. Again, we've got MLB opening day. We've got the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 this weekend in the NCAA tournament. Manu Ginobili gets his jersey retired on Thursday night. Gracias, Manu. And a whole lot of other fun. We'll be back for another live show next Tuesday at 3 o'clock Central Time. We will have a podcast on Friday. We will have a podcast on Monday. Also on Friday, I'll be co-hosting The Blitz with Rob Thompson on ESPN San Antonio. I'll be on the Saturday Morning Hangover this Saturday with James Pledger from 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. And Sunday afternoon, 5 p.m. Central Time, San Antonio Commanders pregame gets going on ESPN San Antonio. You can hear me there as well. Also on the postgame. It's a busy, busy, busy weekend. So lots going on. Have a great weekend, a very safe weekend, a very blessed weekend. Love you all. Can't wait to see you again. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys. And peace out.